Editor's note: this story includes extremely graphic testimony about child sexual abuse that some readers may find disturbing or upsetting. A Sudbury man who is considered a dangerous offender and has been convicted of several charges related to child sexual abuse material wept in court March 20 as the details of his latest conviction was read onto the record. Michael Tomasik was set to begin a 4-day trial when he opted instead to plead guilty to 3 of the 7 charges he was originally facing, and was convicted by Justice Graham Jenner. Tomasik has a long history with the courts and was declared a dangerous offender in 2017. He was under a long-term supervision order between June 25, 2020 and June 24, 2030. In 2008, Tomasik was 27 and convicted of child luring and child pornography charges after he engaged in online conversations with a London, Ont, police officer who was posing as a 12-year-old girl. Then, in 2016, Tomasik was found guilty of trying to convince a sex worker to abduct a child so he could commit sexual assault. Instead, the sex worker strung him along until she had enough evidence from his text messages to alert police. Tomasik was also found guilty of child pornography charges at the time. These new charges stem from charges laid in January 2024. Tomasik is now 43 years old. Though he was originally facing 7 charges, including accessing child sex abuse material and agreement or arrangement sexual offense against child under 14, in the plea agreement entered into this week, Tomasik pleaded guilty to 3 of them, making child pornography, written, distribution of child pornography and 1 count of breaching his long-term supervision order. Through the agreed statement of facts, the court heard further details of Tomasik's possession of an internet accessing phone, which is against his terms under a long-term supervision order, as well as his written claims involving the sexual abuse of children. The agreed statement of facts states there is no independent evidence that Tomasik's written claims of abuse against several children detail actual abuse he committed. However, he did detail in writing his abuse of a 1-month-old girl, a 5-year-old child and a 3-year-old child. These claims were made in writing to a woman he connected with through an online dating site and with whom he tried to arrange an opportunity to abuse children together. The woman's identity is covered by a publication ban and she is not facing charges. Details of the 2024 charges. The agreed statement of facts, signed by Tomasik and his attorney, George Fournier, and read by Assistant Crown Attorney Elena J., deals first with the long-term supervision order, which Tomasik breached by owning an internet-accessible phone. The statement details Tomasik connecting with a woman on a dating site using the name John Wick, and also using the phone to access child pornography and to send images of child pornography to the woman. The statement includes that Tomasik met with this woman on multiple occasions and paid her for sexual services. He took photos and videos of her, and also paid her to send nude and sexualized photos of herself. Mr. Tomasik asked her if she had skirts and knee-high socks and if he could treat her like a little girl, reads the statement. During the course of their communications, Tomasik discussed his sexual interest in children and incest. The agreed statement of facts states Tomasik told the woman he had no limits on age, including babies. He later indicated in text messages that, I love little P.Y. but I would really like a 10 or 11-year-old with budding T.S. Tomasik also asked for photos of the woman's daughter, states the court document, and requested she bring her daughter's underwear to him so he could ejaculate in it. While the woman initially refused, the statement of facts said she agreed to sell them to him for $100. He later texts the woman to tell her he put the panties on the 5-year-old and had sexual intercourse with her. Tomasik also told the woman he had access to children and that he was sexually abusing the child of a family member, as well the 3-year-old daughter of a woman who allowed him access, and a 1-month-old girl. Again, there is no independent evidence he had access to this child, said the statement of facts. In his claims of sexual abuse of children, he asks if a woman would like to take part in his activities. Of the 1-month-old girl, Tomasik described specific sexual acts in detail to the woman, including, says the statement of facts, including oral, vaginal and anal intercourse. He indicated that the baby was crying and, "I didn't care, I'm into rape." He also states that the mother of the children physically coerced the child into the act, but there is no independent evidence of this. The agreed statement of facts states Tomasik attempted on several occasions to set up opportunities for abuse with the mother with whom he was communicating and with the children of other mothers the woman knew. "If you hook me up with one of them and I can play, I would pay you," he wrote to her. Tomasik also sent images to this woman of actual child pornography and of material he claimed to be child pornography, and told her that they were of children he had abused. The statement of facts includes that there were 83 unique images of child pornography on Tomasik's phone, and 14 of an adult female. These photos show only a woman's breasts with words written on her in black marker. Phrases such as, "pedo mom," "pedo slut," and "FK me with your pedophile CK." There are also details of Tomasik's recent internet search history, which include searches for small children with semen on them. Tomasik's next steps in court and final sentencing is expected to go on for some time, as the Crown has requested an assessment for further orders related to his dangerous offender status, as well as a pre-sentence report. He is scheduled in assignment court on June 18 to check the status of the further orders. Jenny LaMoth covers vulnerable and marginalized populations, as well as housing issues and the justice system for Sudbury.com.